This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Gerardo Escobar. Date of birth, December 23, 1978. Case ID number is 664-6086. Date of exam, October 10, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from an orthopedic surgeon center. Dated 5/18/2023 from Dr. Raul Marquez. Identifying information. This is a 43-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate spinal stenosis of the cervical spine, left ankle fracture with decreased ability to walk, and morbid obesity. The claimant is presently unemployed and did work as a residential instructor for the blind for 8 to 9 years. At the present time, he's going to school online and is studying criminal justice. He is in his junior year of college. At the present time, he lives with his parents in Roma in a house. He states when he did work, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. The claimant states he has never been on disability. Allegation number one, cervical spinal stenosis of the cervical spine, left ankle fracture with decreased ability to ambulate, and number three, morbid obesity. History of allegations, number one, cervical spine stenosis. The claimant states that in 2009, he developed cervical spine radiculopathy with secondary to spur formation in his cervical spine. He states the character of the pain is a locking pain and a stabbing pain that he feels in the cervical spine area, which radiates down to the right arm with numbness. The claimant did have surgery performed in 2010, where he had an anterior cervical discectomy and fusion of two discs of the cervical spine with fair results, although he states his symptoms appear to be returning secondary to spur for more formation. His limitations include being able to walk one block slowly, stand for 15 minutes, sit for 4 hours, lift approximately 40 pounds above his head and bend over occasionally to pick up things. He does have a walker that he uses all the time, and his physician is Dr. Musset. His daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, but doing minimal exercises. He does spend much of his time studying in his college courses online. The claimant has seen a medical doctor but has not seen a chiropractor or received any kind of physical therapy. He is presently on buprenorphine, 4 milligrams BID, which he states does relieve his pain. He was diagnosed with cervical spine stenosis of the lower cervical spine area with anterior cervical discectomy and fusion of two cervical disc areas. He states the surgery was performed in Neural, Texas, in Austin in 2010. The claimant does complain of right arm weakness and numbness, and his condition is stable at this time. Allegation number two, left ankle with decreased ability to ambulate. The claimant states that in 2003, he slipped and fell and injured his left ankle, which was a severe fracture requiring an open reduction internal fixation of the left ankle with metal parts. An X-ray was performed November the 10th, 2022, which revealed severe osteoarthritis and destruction of the talus and evidence of an open reduction internal fixation of the ankle. No injections have been given. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels every morning. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 15 minutes, climb one flight of stairs with the rail, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, but very slowly, button his clothes and lift approximately 40 pounds above his head. He does have a walker that he uses all the time for stability, and his physician is Dr. Musset. He is presently on buprenorphine, 4 milligrams BID for pain, which does give him relief. The claimant states he does minimal physical activity and spends most of his time studying. Allegation number 3, morbid obesity. The claimant states that in 2021, he started to develop morbid obesity and had a BMI of 44. He has since gone up to having a BMI of 49. He was on Mounjaro, 0.5 milligrams once a week, which did control his symptoms, but he states he could not afford the medication and states that he was using it for weight loss, but not so much for diabetes. No surgeries have been performed, and he has been on no other medications. The claimant has gained weight of 7 pounds in 4 months and states because of his ankle and his neck area, he is unable to do very much exercise at this time. Family history. His father is alive in his 70s, but he does not know him. His mother is 71 and appears to be doing well as a teacher. Medications. Buprenorphine, 4 milligrams BID. Medical problems. Morbid obesity, history of spinal cord stenosis of the cervical spine from spur formation with surgery of a anterior cervical discectomy and fusion of two lower cervical spine discs performed in 2010. History of left ankle fracture with open reduction internal fixation of the left ankle with fair results. Appendectomy in 2016. Social history. The claimant has a history of smoking one pack per week for 20 years. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 96.9 Fahrenheit, weight 297 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 5.5 inches tall. BP, 137 over 90 mmHg. Heart rate, 98 beats per minute. Respiration, 12 respirations per minute. BMI, 49, which is very obese. General. This is a 43-year-old male who appears to be older than his stated age and is in mild acute distress secondary to pain of his left ankle. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the last two sentences. Visual acuity was moderately abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/50. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/30. The claimant does wear glasses but forgot to bring them at this examination. Could you please drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, non-tender, and mildly distended on palpation. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ megaly or mass is appreciated on evaluation. The claimant is morbidly obese. Could you drop down to extremities? No clubbing or cyanosis was noted on either one of the lower extremities. No ulcers or veins were noted. However, the claimant does have marked pedal edema of the left lower ankle. Calves were non-tender. The Holman sign was negative. There is a left ankle deformity and swelling. He has a 6 centimeter vertical scar of the medial side of his ankle on the left side and a 8 centimeter lateral vertical scar on the left side of his left ankle from a open reduction internal fixation of the fracture. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, unsteady, and somewhat ontologic. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which is a walker that he uses at all times. His hand-eye coordination was good, and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the Romber sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the left lower ankle area, as well as the right upper extremity. Marked joint swelling was noted with mild erythema effusion and deformity of the left ankle area. There is decreased range of motion of the cervical spine, but normal thoracic and lumbar spine movement. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the upper and lower extremities, except for the left ankle area, and mildly decreased for the right upper extremity. Straight leg raise examined the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially for the right upper extremity, shoulder area, and the left ankle area. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is able to squat and get up on his own, but with difficulty. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table with mild difficulty. The claimant had difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, especially for the left lower extremity, secondary to the fractures and the swelling. The claimant is not able to walk at a normal tandem rate, but is able to ambulate with the walker. He could stand on 1 foot bilaterally. He could stand on the right foot only and was unable to hop at this time. A assistive devices. He requires a walker at all times. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. The claimant is able to oppose fingers and make a full closed fist. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles were normal at plus 2. Sensory exam was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but a few muscle spasms noted. Muscle strength was plus 4 over 5 for the right upper extremity and plus 3 over 5 for the lower extremity, secondary to the problems with his ankle, and plus 5 over 5 for all other areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. X-rays of the left ankle, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the cervical spine secondary to stenosis of the lower cervical spine area with surgery and left lower surgery of the ankle secondary to a fracture, which has been corrected with open reduction and internal fixation. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk mildly, but still needs a walker for assistance. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 5 over 5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted, except for some mild tenderness and sensory deficit of the right upper extremity. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and some minor limitations in his visual acuity. He does wear glasses and forgot to bring them. He is able to communicate very well without limitations and does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to a mild right upper extremity radiculitis, secondary to cervical spine stenosis, and a left ankle fracture, which was treated with open reduction and internal fixation, and may need a total ankle replacement. The claimant is morbidly obese, and he has been told that he is not a surgical candidate at this time. Probable diagnoses. Number one, cervical spine stenosis, treated with open reduction, internal fixation, with mild upper extremity sensory radiculitis, appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number two, left ankle fracture with open reduction, internal fixation, but with difficulty ambulating, secondary to morbid obesity and continued inflammation of the left ankle area. Number three, morbid obesity confirmed with physical examination. Because the claimant cannot do much exercise, he continues to gain weight. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Gerardo Escobar.